Hey guys, how are you doing today? Welcome back to one more episode of our podcast, Fluency News. I'm Ada Verduga, your host, and it's wonderful to have you here again. It's always good to remember that you need to have contact with the language every day to really learn English. So, this is the best place to practice listening skills and learn lots of new expressions and vocabulary words. All of that while you get an update about what's going on all over the world. And also, having a full and online course to learn a new language makes all the difference. Am I right? So don't forget that at Fluency Academy, you can study and take your English to the next level. It's really easy to get started. All you have to do is click on the link that is in the description of this episode and join our waitlist. All right, now let's cut to the chase. It's time to talk about some of the top stories around the globe, followed by some explanations. So, do you like traveling? I think everybody loves it, right? If you're a real fan of trips, knowing new cultures and making new friends, this episode is perfect for you. And Japan can be the ideal destination for your next trip. And I'm going to tell you why. Japan is making it easier for groups to visit and will allow groups without a guide starting this month in the latest lift of its pandemic-era travel rules. The country will also raise its daily arrival cap to 50,000, an increase from its initial cap of 20,000. Earlier this month, Japan took another step to ease entry rules, dropping its pre-departure test requirement for travelers who received at least 3 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Pretty cool, huh? So let's talk about numbers. Do you know how to say large numbers in English? By large numbers, I mean any number over 100. So for the numbers with 3 digits, we use the unit 100. We can say 100, 200, 300, or even 900. Now, for larger numbers, the next unit we have is 1,000. 1,000. And pay attention to the way I say the th sound. 1,000. 1,000. It's pretty easy to read these numbers. All you have to do is say the number first and then add a 1,000 at the end. For example, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. If I want to say a larger number, I could say 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. And if I want to say an even larger number, I could say 100,000, 200,000, and so on and so forth. Easy, right? Okay, so one important thing to know is that we are going to start using commas with large numbers. So when you write the number down, you have to remember to use the comma. For example, the number 1,000, you'll write like this. 1,000. The number 20,000, you'd write 20,000. Got it? We use numbers for everything, and they are essential for when you're traveling because you use them for hotel rooms, telling time, phone numbers, money. This is especially true when it comes to buying things or going shopping. When shopping, you use counting more often than you think. So remember to practice numbers before going on your next trip, okay? All right. Now, let's talk about this place that is known for its beautiful beaches, pristine rainforest, and sizzling volcanoes. Do you know what place I'm talking about? Yes, Hawaii! Pay close attention to this one because I'll use some numbers again. Another place that is enjoying the tourism return is Hawaii. More than 900,000 travelers visited the state in July, representing the most monthly visitors to head to the Aloha state since before the pandemic in January 2020. In total, 919,154 travelers visited at least one of the Hawaiian islands in July. That was 92.4% recovery from July 2019 and a record during the post-pandemic era. that's a lot of travelers visiting Hawaii in July. I guess it's because July is one of the 3 months, along with June and August, that constitutes the peak tourist season in Hawaii. It's that time of the year when you get to experience the tropical summer with warm and dry days and plenty of sunshine. So let's talk about months in English. You heard me saying that more than 900,000 travelers visited the country in July, and it was one of the most visited months since January 2020. You probably know how to say each month of the year in English, right? January, February, March, and so on and so forth. But did you know that months of the year in English always have to begin with a capital letter? You know, the bigger, taller version of a letter. For instance, if you write down the month October, the O needs to be capitalized. It does not matter if it's in the beginning, the middle, or the end of a sentence. You always have to use a capital letter when writing out the months. And we also follow the same rule for the days of the week. So every time you want to write Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the first letter of the word needs to be capitalized. All right, so let's move on to our last news of the week. This part will be different because I'll talk about something quite interesting. Did you know that in the Himalayas, there are some towns that still honor a millennial-old building style? This is fascinating because the Himalayas are known for having multiple earthquakes. It's incredible that in 1905, a deadly earthquake rocked the landscape of the Himachal Pradesh, an Indian state in the western Himalayas. Sturdy-looking concrete constructions toppled like houses of cards. The only surviving structure were in towns where the residents had used an ancient traditional Himalayan building technique known as Katkuni. It's really awesome, right? We'll leave the link in the description of this episode so you can read more about it, okay? So let's go through some cool vocabulary about this news. The Himalayas is known for multiple earthquakes. An earthquake is a shaking or trembling of the ground caused by movement of the earth's crust. Earthquakes that happen in densely populated mountainous regions, such as the Himalayas, spell bigger earthquakes because of a fast tectonic plate collision. It's amazing how the traditional Himalayan building technique can hold up houses when a deadly earthquake rocked the landscape. A landscape is an area of land that has a particular quality or appearance. It could be a desert, a rural, or an urban landscape. For instance, I enjoy painting landscapes. How about you? Do you live in a beautiful place? What's the most breathtaking landscape in your country? Well, guys, that's it for today. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with more expressions, vocabulary words, and news. Don't forget that if you want to unlock your English fluency, start speaking confidently, and also watch a lot of remarkable English tips, just follow us at Fluency TV English. And to join our waitlist for our full English course, go to en.fluencytv.com and join now. The link is also in the description of this episode. Until next time.